literally anything, and it has no taste.
Absolutely.
It reminds me of my cousin.
Well, what I thought was one of the coolest things is we've been battling, you know, we've been teaching and preaching about green foods, you know, for, 12, 13 years now. And everybody's like, ooh, it's green, and ooh, I have to put it in a solid cup so my kid doesn't see it and put a lid on it and blah, blah, blah. And the one thing that I thought was cool about the activated barley, I'm like, it's white, and it doesn't change the color of everything. So it is so much easier if you're just introducing someone into health food. Like, if you go stick a green drink in front of their nose, if they're not really open-minded, they're going to go, get that away from me. Whereas if you mix up a glass of activated barley with, say, rice milk, or if you do dairy with regular milk or an orange juice, and you give it to them, they're going to go, wow, this is good. This is fine. I don't even taste it. You know, or you throw it in a smoothie. And so it's just, it's very, very versatile, where we've been, you know, battling, you know, in such an education process to teach people, you know, to overcome that fear of the green drink. Whereas mm-hmm. this, it's really easy because it's white and it's bland.
Exactly. See, talking about my cousin again.
Yeah. Well, why don't we get into, you know, some of the benefits? You know, we talked about how now it's easy to get people to take. You know, you can sneak it into your kids' smoothies without causing any problems. But why? Why do we want our kids? Why do we want our parents? You know, why do we want endurance athletes and people who want to lose weight, use this product?
You know, did we talk about the history yet? Because the history has a little bit to do with that.
Okay, yeah, why don't we? You know what? I think I just totally skipped over that. I got so excited about it being white and bland.
Well, let's back up a little bit on the history, because I think that people need to know this.
Absolutely. No, this is fascinating.
The Greeks and the Romans first discovered that by taking barley, just the grain barley, and that by soaking it in water, not for very long, just for 24 hours, not the 48 or the 72 needed to sprout barley, but just 24 hours, so that it would begin to germinate, and all of the barley would germinate, but it would not sprout. What they found was if they took that germinated barley and they mashed it up and they boiled it, they could then put it through cheesecloth and squeeze out all the gummy, soluble fibers. And those gummy soluble fibers could be fed to infants, and when the mother died in the childbirthing process, this was the medicine that was given to the children for 6 months until they could begin to take solid food. This literally replaced mother's milk, or the children would have died. So
wow.
It has, you know, a really nice nutritional profile. They then found, Amy, as you know, that when senior citizens would begin to get ill and they couldn't digest food or chew food and they didn't have much energy and their immune system would be lowered, they found they could feed this to the elderly as well as the infants, and the elderly and infirmed and the infants would all have this tremendous uptake of energy and nutrition. And so it was very, very, very much popularized by the Greeks and Romans. Now, I want to tell you a couple of little footnotes in history, is that the Roman army, and you could look this up in history books, the Roman army was famous because carrying all of their equipment, the Roman foot soldiers moved at 5 miles an hour.
That's fast, because I'm like huffing and puffing. I mean, I'm dying after going a mile at 5 miles an hour.
So that's 5 12-minute miles back to back to back to back to back, carrying 60 pounds.
Whoa.
And this is not just 5 miles, though. They would march, you know, up to, you know, 20, 30 miles a day.
Wow. I mean, that's not marching. That's running. I mean, I'm sorry. That's running. I can't.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, check it out. The bottom line is, you know what they were eating was barley gruel.
Right.
And now the name, this is one last footnote in history, the name gladiator is interesting to note, because in the circus, those who fought in the circus, the people we know as gladiators, and the circus, of course, was the arena that gladiators fought, had nothing to do with tents and clowns. In the circus, when the gladiators fought, the only food they were allowed to eat on the days leading up to and the day of their fight was barley gruel. like the, you know, this mush of barley. And so barley is an amazing energy food. It is known to be highly nutritious, and when activated, and that's spelled with a K, it's a Swedish
trademarked phrase.
Yeah, it's a trademark name, activated. And the bottom line is that when you activate barley, you actually dramatically increase the amount of energy that your body can extract from it. So that's a little bit of the history of activated barley. In modern times, the United Nations commissioned several pharmaceutical companies, agricultural companies, manufacturers to try to recreate the quality of the ancient Roman and Greek product. And this one company who has given us the exclusive rights to market activated barley, the one company that was granted that contract also was granted a patent because of this amazingly unique way that they activate the barley, returning it to the qualities of the ancients, but with a modern twist. No heat is used, so our activated barley not only has everything the ancient activated barley has, but it is also a living food. And a living food is loaded with the enzymes, the life force that we need to drive our bodies and to drive our energy. And, you know, it is just truly a amazing recreation of an ancient miracle.
Right, absolutely. So, yeah, and you can see how it just fit in with our philosophy. You know, it was certified organic. It was sprouted, so it's a living food. It's a pure food. It's a whole food. It was just like, wow, you know, this definitely makes sense. And it's white, and so it won't be as hard to get people to, you know, convince to take it.
No additives, no preservatives, nothing. Just the pure, raw, organic, and very specially prepared food.
Right. Absolutely. So we've touched on the history a bit, and so we've, you know, alluded to the energy-giving characteristics. So why don't we talk a little bit more about the sprouting process and what the sprouting process, the pre-sprouting process, because it hasn't sprouted to the point that, like, a little tail comes out of it, but it's more like a pre-sprouting process and what that does and what that imparts, you know, in the food.
That's a great comment, Amy, and I didn't expand upon that because I thought it might be going into too much detail, but since you invited me,
okay.
I will cover it. You know, the thing is that in the germination process, the plant goes from being raw to being live. If you take a seed, that's raw food. It, you know, it hasn't been heated, cooked, or processed. But once you add water to it, it not only is raw, it is alive. Now, while it is alive, it has not yet sprouted. So here's the important thing. Once the seedling has been germinated, it is gathering and mustering up energy to prepare to sprout. And all that energy that it's about to use to sprout, which, as you know, seedlings will grow really fast, you know, and put out a lot of cellulose and a lot of protein, a lot of things in that sprout. But if you could capture that seed before it spends that energy in the sprouting process, it will spend that energy in your body. And so by stopping it, literally halting it before it spends that energy in the sprouting process, we save that energy for your body. Now, the sprouting does one other thing, Amy. Excuse me, there I go again.
The pre-sprouting.
The germinating pre-sprouting does one more thing. It converts beta-glucan gel. In other words, it takes a certain polysaccharide carbohydrate called beta-glucan 1,3,1,6, and it actually increases the content of beta-glucan dramatically. So the unsprouted seed, like barley or oats or anything we know has beta-glucan. But when you pre-sprout it, the beta-glucan increases dramatically, and it can make sure that beta-glucan turns into a gel. And here's what I mean. While there might be beta-glucan in a lot of products, the percentage that turns into a gel is around 50%. However, in activated barley, over 90% of the beta-glucan turns into a gel. And the reason that's important is because unless it turns into a gel, the benefits to your body are not going to be realized. So there might be an equal amount of, let's say, beta-glucan in another food, But when you but it will only turn 50% into gel, which means that it, even though it might have as much beta-glucan as activated barley, it will not be as potent.
And so beta-glucan has been in the news and has been so popular. It's been called the cholesterol magnet. It's been talked about as an amazing immune-boosting agent. And that is it the beta-glucan that is in the oats that they, you know, they talk about all the time as a good source or a good way to reduce or, you know, manage or keep your cholesterol level managed or something like that?
I think the legal term is to help maintain healthy cholesterol
levels.
Yes,
thank you. I could not think of that.
But the bottom line is, Ames, that the activated barley has been clinically proven, as you saw the report that came over, I think it's on the website, to lower cholesterol.
Right.
And there's no doubt that it does that, but not all beta-glucan is created equal. See, all beta-glucan turns into a gel, and it's the cholesterol magnet, as you said. And it's a little bit like if you took gum and you rolled it, let's say you took gum and you rolled it on the surface of something, it would pick up all of the little dirt particles on the surface of whatever you rolled it on.
That's a lovely thought.
Yeah, well, beta-glucan works like that in your body. It's like sticky, like chewing gum that you take out of your mouth and, you know, and it sticks to stuff. And what it sticks to primarily is cholesterol. So, like you said, it's a cholesterol magnet, and it helps guide it out of your body. And so I forget where we're going with this, but.
Well, also, let's just stay on beta-glucans for just a moment. I know that's kind of deviating from our subject matter, but beta-glucans are also awesome for normalizing blood sugar levels. So that means that it would be really good for hypoglycemics as well as diabetics, right?
Yeah, that is another benefit I wanted to speak of. Everybody knows that fiber helps control the passage of sugar and glucose and starches from the small intestine into the blood. And so beta-glucan creates this lining, this gel, this barrier on your intestines, and it slowly feeds through carbohydrate in the form of complex, highly complex carbohydrate. And so because of this, it really regulates blood glucose levels, really stabilizes variations in your blood glucose levels, and really does a phenomenal job for the diabetic at helping, again, maintain those healthy glucose levels and reduce your reliance on drugs, which is really important.
Awesome. And then the third thing that I want to mention about the beta-glucan, and I mentioned it briefly, was that it can definitely help enhance your own immune system, that there's been a lot of research and studies. Beta-glucans 1 and 3, their function on the production of white blood cells and things like that and boosting the immune system.
And the reason why is because unlike other carbohydrates, these are polysaccharide carbohydrates. And a polysaccharide carbohydrate is far superior to any other type of carbohydrate. And that's important to note.
Cool. Well, let us get off the subject of beta-glucans because we covered it pretty thoroughly there. But it just shows that what a wide spectrum, like obviously most little children don't have a cholesterol problem, but it's amazing to give it to them for the energy and the endurance and the balancing of their blood sugar levels. And, you know, it's great for older people who are battling that cholesterol, and everyone needs help, you know, boosting their immune system. So it's a product that everybody in the family can definitely, you know, benefit from, just like the green foods that we tell everyone every day, you know, that you should have as a part of your, you know, daily nutritional supplements.
Well, guess what? We know that this is going to be great for lowering cholesterol. We know it's going to be great for stabilizing blood glucose. We know it's going to boost the immune system. In fact, we make our Nutrition Now meal option that probably the primary ingredient in there is activated barley.
Absolutely.
And what I like to do is, like, we have a lot of spas and salons and chiropractic offices that are representing our products. I think a lot of you are aware of that. Well, they asked me, what's the best way to show people the product? I said, here's what you do. You mix up a Nutrition Now meal option. Take the vanilla one. Mix it with some orange juice. Keep it on ice. When anybody comes in, pour them a glass, let's say 6 ounces, shake it up real good, pour them a 6-ounce glass of this delicious chilled liquid, and tell them, hey, why don't you have this drink? And when they say it's, oh, wow, this is good, what is it? Say, well, that's a new nutrition drink. By the way, it lowers your cholesterol, stabilizes your blood glucose, it boosts your immune system, reduces your hunger, and helps you lose weight and give you energy. And they're just like,
we wouldn't want that.
Yeah, I mean, so it's a really, once people say it's delicious, and you go, let's see, it boosts your immune system, lowers your cholesterol, helps you lose weight, it stabilizes blood glucose, it's going to give you abundant energy, and by the way, it has all these enzymes in it that make your skin beautiful and help fight cancer. And you're like, wow, not bad for a delicious tasting, creamsicle drink.
Exactly, yeah, definitely.
So, yeah, no doubt activated barley is very functional. You could move it, mix it into any smoothie that you wish. And here's the great part. Activated barley turns into a beta-glucan gel, adheres to your small intestine, and any food that you've combined it with, let's say green kamut or spirulina, is also going to be trapped in that beta-glucan and slowly fed into your body.
Awesome. So it kind of like prolongs the benefit of that, it sounds like is what you're saying.
Absolutely.
Cool. So what is the best way to take activated barley, and how much activated barley should you take per day?
I personally like to take 2 to 3 tablespoons a day, although I know that 1 tablespoon is probably enough for most people. Another thing that is really awesome about activated barley, a lot of people are gluten intolerant,
yes.
Right? Gluten is a protein that's found in grains like wheat and barley. And what we have found is that when we sent it out to be tested for gluten, they said there's no detectable gluten, but because it is barley, we are not allowed by law to say there's no detectable gluten, so we now are going to put tested positive for gluten, even though there is no measurable amount. Remember that? And we're like, well, wait a minute. Cannot make the claim
crazy.
That it's gluten-free because it is barley by law. But our tests show that the germination process enzymatically changes the gluten, and there is no detectable gluten. So what we showed, our tests show that there is less than 0.25%, less than 0.25% gluten, and that isn't because they detected it, just because by law they had to say that. So that's just a side note. For those of you who worry about whether as a celiac, activated barley is okay for you, if you worry about that, call us. We'll try to send out a little sample for you if we can so that you could test it first. But I think that you'll be pleasantly surprised that you will be able to use this product.
Absolutely. So let's talk about specifically you can mix it in a smoothie. Like let's say you make a smoothie before your kids go off to school or for your morning nutritional drink. What if you're an athlete? How should you take the activated barley? Like if you want to use it for endurance, say you're a marathon runner, or maybe you just want to hit the gym really hard that day.
Well, let's take marathon runners, triathletes. That we had an 82-year-old ultra runner.
Whoa.
Excuse me, 72-year-old ultra runner who holds the records in his weight class plus others, and he is an amazing guy. He swears by the activated barley and the green kamut, and he's just now started on the master aminos. But he says the activated barley and the green kamut mixed together are a phenomenal, amazing energy food for him. And so, but let me explain also about our friend who is one of our best members. His name, of course, is Ian. And Ian is a long-distance biker. He'll bike like 40 miles at a time or more. And what he does is he takes the activated barley, mixes it with coconut oil, makes a paste out of it, puts it into a baggie, and squeezes it into his mouth as he rides. And many people I've turned on to this. It tastes like peanut butter, and it is really an amazing energy food. I mean, energy, endurance, everything that you could hope for out of that simple combination. And so it is phenomenal for athletes of all types, and you could take it as carb loading. You know, you could take it literally while you're doing the event, because it takes only 40 minutes to get into your body and start working. And so there's no doubt that activated barley is phenomenal for endurance athletes, anyone who is about to have a basketball game, a football game, a track meet, anybody who's about to go to the gym and really work out. If you're going to an amusement park and know you're going to be walking
all around
day,
all day.
it is a true endurance food, and you will definitely feel the difference. More importantly, Amy, as you know, when you take this, you're not hungry for a couple hours, a couple of 3 hours.
Well, exactly. So that leads me to the next thing. What if you are interested in losing weight? How do you recommend using it?
Well, if you're interested in losing weight, I recommend mixing it together with green kamut,
mm-hmm,
and taking it approximately 1 hour before your scheduled meals. When you do that, it will suppress your appetite, give you a full feeling, give you energy. You could also take it in between meals just to avoid in-between meal snacking.
Right.
But the most important thing is to have 3 servings a day in the gaps between meals, and you will find that you eat a lot less, you have more energy, more of the detoxifying effect as far as your bowel function, and again, it will help trap the fats from the foods you do eat.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. Now, what happens if you go to the doctor and you get that cholesterol test and it comes back a little high? What would be your protocol, or what would be your recommendation if you're trying to lower your cholesterol?
I know it sounds crazy, but the exact same thing I just told you, a green drink mixed with activated barley would be the number one thing you do 3 times a day, and you will see a drop in your cholesterol. If you want to put a no-holds-barred, all-out press on that cholesterol, you add 1/2 cup of unground flaxseed into a grinder, grind it fresh. That will make 2 tablespoons of ground flaxseed. Remember, it must be ground fresh. That's why we offer you the whole seeds for you to grind right in front of you. And then that added to the activated barley in the green drink. Again, you could take that in the morning only. You don't need to mix it in with every drink. 3 green drinks with activated barley plus 1/2 cup of unground flaxseed in the grinder, which will equal 2 tablespoons of ground flaxseed. Those 3 products, which are really inexpensive, if you use all 3 of them all month in the way I told you, it's going to cost you less than $60 and probably closer to $35 or $45.
And I think you're going to see dramatic changes in your cholesterol levels.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And your weight. I mean, I guarantee you, if you're doing that 3 times a day, you're not going to be as hungry, and so you're going to not, you know, probably lose weight as well.
And look at the cancer protective effect. I mean, you're getting 3 highly anti-carcinogenic substances in those foods as well. You get the, you know, you get the lignin in the flaxseed, you get the beta-glucan in the activated barley, the enzymes in the activated barley, plus all of the green foods. And if you do not yet know about all the benefits of green food, I hear a shameless self-promotion coming here. please do look into the new book that's been put out called The Green Food Bible. It will tell you a lot of scientific reasons, but very easy to read. And if anybody has read the book, when we go at the end for comments in about 5 or 6 minutes here, if you have read the book, please feel free to let us know what you thought, if you do have a thought, good, bad, or indifferent.
Well, we talked about, you know, what awesome benefits it has to the body, you know, what it can do for energy and endurance, what it can do for improving and maintaining cholesterol levels, for boosting the immune system. Can it be combined with other foods? We talked about you can mix it with green drinks, you can mix it in smoothies, but what about can you cook with it? Can you incorporate it into your meals?
Well, as you know, we have a lot of recipes with activated barley. I make the most amazingly delicious gravy out of activated barley. It's not that high of a temperature, but it is clearly cooked. What I do is I caramelize onions in coconut oil, and I make a roux, and then I add a little bit of water, sprinkle it, get it to a slight boil, then I add the activated barley until it thickens, and of course I use some vegetable non-soy soup broth base, and the combination of that, like teaspoon of the vegetable soup broth base and paste, and the caramelized onions and the water and the coconut oil and the activated barley makes a delicious, amazingly delicious gravy. And remember, that gravy is going to help you lose weight and boost your immune system, which is really unusual for gravy.
Right.
We also make a faux peanut butter out of the activated barley. There's so many different ways to use it. I even make muffins, bread.
Like banana nut muffins or something like that, right?
And I made pancakes the other morning, half buckwheat and half activated barley. Oh, you know, buckwheat is a little rough, but you add that activated barley, oh, it's phenomenal.
Right. Well, that is great. That is absolutely awesome. And now, does it damage it anyway? Like, you know, we tell people you definitely don't want to mix your green drink with hot water. Now, what about if you're cooking with your activated barley? Does that, you know, negate any of the benefits or anything like that?
The main enzyme that we've identified in activated barley is superoxide dismutase. The digestive enzymes will definitely be destroyed, but the beautiful thing about superoxide dismutase is it can remain unchanged and active in temperatures that would literally destroy every other enzyme. And
right.
So the main enzyme that we desire from activated barley, the superoxide dismutase, will remain intact, but all of the digestive and metabolic enzymes, those would have been destroyed by the heat.
Okay.
So you do have a trade-off when you cook with it. However, the benefits of cooking with it instead of something else,
right,
versus
well,
the small amount of benefit you might lose, is a no problem trade-off.
Exactly, from like say white wheat flour versus activated barley, you know, nothing something.
Exactly.
Absolutely, yeah, that's wonderful. And I want to let everybody know, go on to phporder.com and go to, I believe it is the education button up at the top, and then you can click on recipes, and there's a PDF file that'll open up for you, and that lists all of our PHP recipes that you may have sampled at the Snack and Sip, or you may have heard, you know, Dave and I talking about. So please, everybody, go check that out. The faux peanut butter is the first one that comes up. I know that the gravy is there, a power drink, and the banana nut muffins, smothered potatoes. Those are all recipes that you know, that you can incorporate the activated barley, you know, into your diet with.
And if you come up with one, let Amy know. We'll give it a try, and we'll put it up on the website.
Yeah, absolutely, definitely. So, activated barley is an amazing product. You know, we strongly recommend that everybody incorporate that into your lifestyle. I just wanted to reiterate that it is completely certified organic. It's also kosher, which is really great. So it's just a very, very high quality product, and we're just very proud to have brought it to North America. We were the Organic by Nature, and Dave, we were the first people. Well, we are the exclusive importers to North America. It comes from Sweden, and we're just very proud to represent that in our line, and it totally fits in and makes sense, and it's one of those things that, you know, we think you should have on an everyday basis for every member of your family.
And I want you guys to realize that Amy and I are innovators. We don't sit back and make we too products. We actually look to the science, we look to history, and we are not afraid to take a chance. At least I'm not, and Amy's not afraid to back me. And, I mean, remember that green kamut did not exist. There was no wheatgrass grown from the ancient kamut wheat until Amy and I decided to bring that to the market, to bring it to the world. There was no activated barley being used by anybody other than the United Nations. Amy and I decided to bring that to the world. You look at the master aminos. They were not widely available unless you were in Europe. Me and Amy decided to introduce them to North America. Look for not only for our purity and our standards, look for our innovation. And I think you'll find that we will continue to bring really cutting-edge products. And unlike other products, other companies that have a single product, and they try to tell you that single product will do everything for everyone. You're not that naive, and we're not that simple. We believe that your body is meant to run on a lot of different foods, and out of the 10,000 edible species of plants on this earth, Amy and I are proud to say that we are bringing you the best of the best, the top of the list, in their purest form, and that's all we could do, is we could believe in God, believe in nature, believe in our body's innate ability to heal itself, and then sit back and do our best to provide the body with what it needs. And what it needs are not chemicals, not additives, not preservatives, not artificial colorings or sweeteners. What our body needs is the pure food that grows from the ground, period. Amen, and end of story.
Absolutely. I was at the airport yesterday traveling for the holidays, traveling back home, and I was sitting in the restaurant because I was sitting at DFW Airport for hours and hours, and so this man walked up beside me, and he struck up some casual conversation, and he was like, oh, what do you do? And I'm like, well, I have a company. We manufacture whole food supplements. And he's like, oh, I'm getting my PhD in biogenetic engineering. And I'm like, oh, wow, that's cool, you know, tell me a little bit about what you do. And so he sat there and he rattled off how many billions and billions of dollars that the drug companies make, and they invest in this research. And then he kind of chuckled and he's like, well, but you could just maybe take niacin and it would do the same thing. And I'm like, wow, you know, here's this guy, obviously brilliant, getting his PhD in biogenetic engineering to work on drugs that it's really just all about marketing. And he was telling me that some of the side effects are death, and then therefore that the FDA is probably going to pull this thing off the market. And he went into this whole thing about how millions and billions of dollars is being flushed down the toilet, you know, because one of the side effects is death. And I just thought to myself, oh, my goodness, you know, and I tried to explain to him, well, what I do is, you know, I try to teach and educate people, you know, to prevent this mess from happening, you know, to prevent getting high cholesterol in the first place. And he just absolutely didn't understand. He had no clue what I was talking about. And it's just such a sad state that we are in as a nation, that, you know, we spend billions and billions of dollars on research to fix all this stuff, but we don't even, most of us, most of society doesn't even give it consideration that you have control over this. You really do. By what we put in our mouths and what we feed our children, and we have control over our own bodies.
Absolutely.
But a lot of times we just don't want to be responsible for it. So I just want to thank everybody that's here in our Platinum Health family for really getting out there and educating, you know, and trying to spread the word that what Dave and I are doing, and that you can take control of this. You do not have to have high cholesterol. Yes, some people are genetically predisposed, but we make a lot of choices. We make a lot of bad choices throughout our lifetime that we don't have to. We can change it. We can halt it. We can stop it in its tracks, and we can reverse it by making some good food choices. And so that's what we're all about. And activated barley is just a really good step toward doing that. So I encourage everybody, get some activated barley, keep it in the pantry, and take it on a daily basis for you and everyone in your family.
I agree 100%, and I want to let everybody know that we are making the call a little bit shorter these days because we know how much you know, everybody out there has to do. So I want Amy to give her announcements on exactly you know, what it is that is necessary as far as, you know, her, you know, re-listening to this call, sharing it with others, all of that. And then we're going to open up the phone lines because I know that many of you have questions.
Okay, well, I just want to let everybody know we will be back next Wednesday. We're going to be talking about detoxification. So everybody party hard for New Year's, and then we're going to talk about detoxing next week. And then also, if you like this information, you want to share it with friends, family, coworkers, anyone that could benefit from this, it is going to be available on the replay line starting in the morning by calling 212-461-8911. Again, that's 212-461-8911. If we have your email address on file, we will shoot you out a web link tomorrow where you can click on it, listen to it right there on your computer, or you can forward it on to friends, family, and loved ones. Also, it will be available in members' back offices starting in the morning as well. So let me go ahead and open up the lines, and if anybody has a question, go ahead and shout it out.
Hello, Amy.
Hi.
Hi, it's Joel Calandrillo.
Hey, Joel, how are you doing?
Great. I want to just mention, it's a comment, more of a comment than a question.
Sure.
Activated barley is probably one of my favorite products.
Awesome.
Since it came out, I was a big fan of it, and when it was in the meal replacement, as it still is. And something that Dave told me a while back, which I'll never forget, I put together like a little disaster relief package in my kitchen because I do live in New York and we do have issues and problems.
Right.
And the package consists of activated barley, the master amino, and tropic oil. So
your fats, your proteins, and your carbohydrates, everything you'll need to stay alive.
And I want to suggest to people that are on the phone tonight to really, really stock up on this stuff because this stuff will stay fresh and good for a long period of time. And
I recommend 6 bottles of each in a sealed place. And, Joel, that's a brilliant advice.
Right. And the second thing I want to say is I play a lot of handball out in Coney Island in New York, you know, in Brooklyn. And when I do play handball or paddleball, when I do take activated barley, the energy factor – forget about it. I could play 4 hours straight, just taking sips of water, you know, throughout the games and stuff. And, you know, I've been involved with this company since Amy's been on the cover of the catalog. Many people probably don't know.
Remember that?
Yeah. And
a long time ago. We don't want to remember that.
No, they, you know, I get good money for the issues I have. That's a collector's item. And what I tell people about this company is that, you know, it's the best, you know, the husband and wife nutritional team that I look up to, me and my wife really look up to and love. We've been very loyal to them. We love their products. I really adore these, you know, these two, Amy and David. It's more of a family-based business than a home-based business. You two make such a good unit, you know, I mean, it's a great, great partnership, and that's something that me and my wife look up to. And
just
finishing David's book, I went to the Institute of Integrated Nutrition where I had to read probably over 80 or 90 of the top nutritional books on the market. And I have to say, not to give Dave a shameless plug, his book blows those books away because the essence of all health and health in general is green food. We know that. And Dave has that in the can, no pun intended. As far as it being like a manual and understanding everything from the sea algaes, you know, freshwater chlorella and diets and recipes, it doesn't compare. I mean, you cannot compare other books to this book. For the price point and what it is and what it says and how direct and simple it is, I mean, for the new year, I'm going to be giving these copies to my best distributors in this company. I probably have close to 500 distributors in this company. And the top ones who really do something each month, I'm really going to look at my back office, which everyone can do, and see who's doing what. And, you know, it's nice to reward some of your distributors with this book because they may not even know how powerful this is as a tool to build your business, because when you read this book, you're going to want to give it to other people and they're going to want to learn about nutrition through this book. And when they do, Dave makes it so simple and so easy. It's just going to be a great thing to have. People always complain, how do I do this business? You have the business tool right in front of you for $15, and when you buy 10, it's like, what is it, Amy, $10?
$8.40.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
That's
ridiculous.
You know, that's the price of taking out a potential distributor for a cup of coffee, you know, or a cup of tea.
Yeah, that's 2 Starbucks.
it's 2 Starbucks, and then if you get a dessert, you're up to $20. But you could buy almost $3, you know. So sorry to take up so much time. I could sit here and talk an hour about the activated barley. The last thing I want to say is my son that's a year and a half has been on activated barley since probably about 3 or 4 months. We put it in his oatmeal, we put it in water, and he has more energy than any other kid I've seen in the parks and, you know, in anywhere outside or any other parents that I know that, you know, have kids.
And I bet he's not getting sick because he's also a green baby too, right?
He also drinks the Kamut probably every other day. I can't give him the activated barley too much because he already has too much energy because of the Kamut and everything else we give him, so I kind of give him the activated barley probably once every 3 days in steel cut oats or, you know, oatmeal or something or farina. But
thank you, Joel. Any last comment?
That's it. That's all. I just want to say
thank you. That's plenty for me.
Hey,
well,
sorry.
Hi.
It's somebody else before me.
Okay. Go ahead. I think we had
We are okay.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, well, I want to acknowledge that I ordered the book, and then I ordered more, and then I ordered another one, and I just gave away to friends and customers that they are not familiar with Platinum Health, and I'm just planning to order much more and to give away much more. And even when I'm doing my services, being an esthetician, I gave my book for the people to read. Just while I'm doing the service, like waxing and all that, in an hour, and everybody said this is the most phenomenal way how it's written, and said that it's very easy, it's just the most amazing book, and then everybody's fascinated with the book. And I just want to appreciate Amy and David as a wonderful couple and wonderful family of Platinum Health for all the inspiration that one to each other give, and I appreciate, and I'm praying that for the new year God will unite you even more in His love, and will be able to inspire more and to do more for everybody that is in such a desperate need. And we really appreciate you, and God bless you, and have a wonderful new year.
Oh, thank you so much. We really, really appreciate that. I think we have someone that needs to hit star six.
I know.
Someone obviously hasn't taken their activated barley tonight.
Exactly. There you go.
There's no caffeine in the activated barley.
No, absolutely no caffeine in the activated barley. Yeah. Any other questions or comments out there tonight?
Hey, Amy.
Yes, I'd like to ask a question. Hello.
Okay,
hi.
That's good. Okay, why don't you go, and then we'll take Levi.
Okay, this is Dorothy from New York City.
Hi, Dorothy.
Well, I'm taking the Joint Flex and Immunomax.
Okay.
And I see a gelatin capsule. Is that from animal products?
It is a gelatin capsule, which is an animal derivative in the ImmunoMax. And the reason we went ahead and put that in a gelatin capsule, and it is a kosher gelatin capsule from certified BSE-free gelatin, because there's colostrum in the ImmunoMax. And so we felt that it would defeat the purpose. We have colostrum, which is an animal product in the ImmunoMax, to put it in a veggie cap, and we're using the very highest quality gelatin that, again, is certified BSE-free. I'm sorry.
ImmunoMax. Is there such thing as organic fish, organic animal?
There is a such thing as organic meat. It's only fed organic food. And so, but we did have another, I think it was Levi.
Let's get Levi.
Yeah. Hey, guys, you know, I've been using the activated barley since you guys put it out. And I work in a very stressful job, and I did a little experiment. I'm hypoglycemic. And I've had days when I don't take the activated barley and the green drink, and at about 10 o'clock, I would have the biggest drop in my energy.
Can't even hear the people.
The biggest drop. Now, on the days when I do take the activated barley and the green drink, I get through a day to 12 o'clock, 1 o'clock, and my energy is high as you want to believe, and my blood sugar doesn't drop at all. It's phenomenal.
That is awesome.
Phenomenal.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it is amazing. I've had similar experiences just like you're describing, you know, the days you do it, and then you're kind of going along going, wow, I feel great, and then for some reason you don't take it the next day, and then you just feel, you know, you tell a total difference.
And you feel like you're spaced out. You're like, what did I not do today? I didn't take my green drink and activated barley today.
Exactly. Exactly.
Okay. Hello, Amy. This is Yvonne from New York.
Hi.
I bought the activated barley from my mom, and she has diabetes, and she won't take it because she thinks it's going to bring up her blood sugar. Does it raise blood sugar?
Oh, no. Not at all, Dave. Do you want to comment on that?
Yeah, it actually stabilizes blood glucose. It's really, really good for diabetics. It does the exact opposite of what she's afraid of.
Okay. And also, the gentleman that spoke earlier, he said something about the disaster package. Is it, you said it was the activated barley, and what else?
Master Amino.
Oh, Master Amino.
And tropic oil.
Oh, tropic oil. Oh, it's, all right.
Six of each.
Six of each.
Yeah. So I would do 12, but you could go with six.
So again, you cover your protein, your carbohydrates, and your fats, you know, all the macros.
And if you have a green drink, then you've covered your vegetables. And if you add the cherry or the biofruit, you've got fruits, vegetables, your healthy fats, you've got your healthy proteins, and your healthy carbohydrates.
Okay, I just bought the green kamut. Is that considered one of the green drinks,
absolutely,
better one?
Yes, yes.
Oh, all right. Okay, good. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome.
Oh, come on, boy. This is Evan in Maine. I got a question that might be, it's not related to the activated barley, but I've been wanting to ask this question for a while. It's all right.
Sure, go right ahead.
All right, Graham.
You got it, baby.
In the Pianogenic, you have bee pollen in there. I've heard that there's now a product or an ingredient you can put in called flower pollen, where they found a way to crack the pollen where you don't have pollen.
Who is that?
Good
Lord, what is that?
Please just go ahead and keep talking. We'll hear you. Just talk louder and keep talking.
Okay. And I was just wondering what was your reason for using bee pollen over, like, I think it's Gramamex flower pollen, or, you know, what?
Well, the reason is because flower pollen doesn't affect the adrenals the way that the bee pollen does, and in our knowledge, and the whole reason was to reset the adrenals. It isn't for other benefits you might expect. The purpose of the energetic is to help reset the adrenal glands, and so that's what it's good for. So we don't substitute it with something that isn't proven for that.
Oh, good. I knew there was a reason. I just didn't know what. You know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I think we have time for one more question, and then
Can you add it? I wanted to be clear about adding it to hot things. You can add it to soups and to hot oatmeal, and you still have the SODA and the beta-glucan. You just don't have the
other
stuff.
I'd add it to soup.
Excuse me?
I would not add it to soup.
Why not?
Add it to anything you want. I wouldn't.
Yeah, like I'm not sure that it's really going to stick in like a soup or anything. I mean, you potentially could, but it wouldn't hurt it to add it to soup. I'm just not sure what it would do, like consistency. You know, like you typically wouldn't think of putting like flour in a soup, but like say a gravy would be fine. You know, like oatmeal, like hot cereal, a lot of people do, you know, things like that. But it's not going to hurt it per se. I'm just not quite sure, you know, how it would taste necessarily.
In a soup, well, I'm going to do it, and I'll let you know.
Okay, yeah, let us know. Let us know.
Thicken it. It would be nice. It would add like a creamy consistency.
Yeah, perhaps. Yeah, definitely. Let us know.
Okay.
Cool.
So you can add it to the hot things, and you have lost the digestive enzymes, but you still have the SOD and the beta glucans.
Yes, absolutely.
And the energy.
And the energy component, absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, I think that let me remind everyone how to re-access this information. The call will be available on the replay line starting in the morning at area code 212-461-8911. Also, if we have your email address on file, we're going to blast you out an email with a web link on that, and it will be available in members' back offices starting tomorrow. So we hope you enjoyed the information about activated barley. It is obviously a very popular product. We had a lot of people coming on giving testimonials about it, which is awesome. Thank you guys so much. We really appreciate that. Also, thank you so much for your reviews of the book. It is an awesome book. I was reading it myself on my long stay at the airport yesterday, and if you haven't gotten a copy of the book yet, go onto the website. You can order it online. Go to phporder.com, click on the book down at the bottom, and you can order one up, and still you can get it signed by Dave. Dave's still doing that for the rest of this month. So also, I wanted to point out, this is really exciting, we have firmed up the dates for the New York events. It is going to be February 8th, 9th, 10th, and 11th. So look for an email. Look for information on the website. We are starting to sell tickets. So please call in and get your tickets before they sell out, because we do have limited seating, but we are having four separate events. What is it, Dave? Long Island, New Jersey, Brooklyn, and what's the fourth? Are you there, Dave?
Oh, what's that now?
I was talking about the events. I was shouting out the events for the New York people, and we've got Long Island, New Jersey, Brooklyn, and where's the fourth event?
The fourth event is in Manhattan.
Manhattan, okay. So anyway, check that out, or call in, get information, check your email. We're going to be sending out emails about that. Call in, get your tickets, because there is limited seating. So to come out and meet Dave and to try some products at the Snack and Sip, and that is going to be February 8th, 9th, 10th, and 11th. So mark your calendars for that. So, again, thank you, everybody, so much for joining us tonight. Thank you, Dave, for taking time out to be with us and for all the awesome information. Everyone really appreciates it. So happy holidays, and it will be next year when we get together. So I want to take this opportunity to wish everybody a very happy and blessed and prosperous new year from the bottom of my heart. And we really appreciate all your hard work and dedication. It's you guys that keep Dave and I going. So thank you so much for all the love and support that we get from you guys.
God bless you all. It was really nice being with you tonight, and have a great New Year, everybody.
God bless you.
Happy New Year. Happy New Year. Happy New Year.
Namaste.
God bless you. Bye-bye.
God bless you. Bye.